All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. This is the only friend of the show that we know that we can bring in studio because, you know, we have a new policy up here at the ticket because of social distancing. No more in-studio guests. But there is one friend of the show that we know is safe to bring in because he is immune from COVID-19. So let's welcome Mushmouth Thomas into the studio. Good morning, Mushmouth.
Sometimes he loses control, though.
Hey, come on in, Mushmouth.
Talking to this thing here.
Yeah, that microphone right there.
You're pretty worried about your COVID-19.
And we're a little worried, man.
That's cool.
How are you doing?
Yeah, COVID-19 hasn't jumped to Mushmouth's yet.
Yeah, so you're immune.
Yeah. There ain't too many doctors really working on that element of the problem so far it looked like our immunity.
A little off there.
I have a moon. I have a moon right now.
You have a moon?
Yeah. Mean I can't get it.
This is probably a good opportunity for us to ask you the question, what exactly are you?
I'm myself, man.
Okay.
Totally myself.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I recommend to you, too. Just be yourself.
So your handlers that are letting you off leash and into studio, they're really encouraging you to be casual, aren't they?
Yeah. Ultra cash, man.
They're also very close by, too, in case we need them.
So I've been running your errand for you.
Yes, and we want to thank you. That's one reason we brought you in, because we can't go places, but you can do work for us.
Right. So just came in to give you a little update.
All right, okay. What'd you bring back?
Okay, I went to pick up your 3-tiered cake that you wanted.
I don't remember ordering that, but okay.
And a funny thing happened. The woman behind the counter, she screamed when she see me.
That's funny.
So at first I just thought she was happy that I was a customer coming in for some commerce.
Right.
But after she shot at me for the fourth time, I realized she thought I was a looter.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that must have been it. She thought I was a looter. So I tried to calm her down by flying around the room, banging into things, and knocking portraits and paintings off the wall.
Oh, no.
But it didn't seem to help. Real upset, and she kept firing at me.
Gosh, that's terrible.
So I just had to pick up the cake in my talons and get the hell out.
What are you?
So I flew to your castle and dropped the cake from 300 feet at your door for your convenience.
Oh, that's what that mess was. I was wondering what happened. Okay.
Mushmouth, that may have ruined the cake.
So you're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
For the 3-tiered cake.
No charge.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
Because I didn't pay anything.
Okay, fair enough.
So there was no problem running the cake by your castle.
I don't have a castle, but thank you.
And let's see, next errand I ran for Craig.
Great. Thank you, Mushmouth.
So, Craig, I picked up one of your tuxedos for you.
One of them.
And the lady behind counter? At first accidentally gave me your Wednesday lunch tuxedo.
Huh.
Instead of your Thursday supper tuxedo.
Huh.
And so I had to go back and exchange.
You may be a little confused. I just have one tuxedo, and I don't think it was at the cleaners.
Funny story. I must have looked like a frequent nearby local robber of tuxedo shop. Because the owner of the tuxedo cleaning shop, he freaked out on me, man.
What do you mean?
He freaked out when he saw me, and he tried to use a flamethrower on me.
A flamethrower?
Yeah. And at first I thought he was maybe just playing a funny game with me because he had seen me breathing out fire in a video on my Finsta.
Yeah.
So I breathed fire back at him as a funny game.
That's not funny.
But he caught on fire, and then he unloaded his flamethrower at me and just sprayed a line of fire 360 around his shop. He was going all over trying to get me as I'm flying around knocking off trophies from the wall for best tuxedo shop from Dallas Observer year 2000 through 2005.
Yeah, why do they keep those up for so long?
Went to a quality place.
So I just had to fly away with your tuxedo, and I dropped it off at your castle?
I don't have a castle.
From 300 feet right at your door.
It'll probably be okay, unlike the cake.
Sorry your tuxedo shredded from my talons, but that happens every time I transport tuxedos in my talons.
Mushmouth, I don't think these shop owners think you're a robber.
You
think they're startled by your nature.
I can go pick up a replacement tuxedo for you today.
No, I don't need one.
So, that's cool. I'll do it for you. Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Free of charge. Well, I got nothing.
I'll think about it.
The king of free.
But thanks for giving me a job during COVID.
Yeah, and you're sure you're feeling
you're
okay?
Yeah, you're not doing COVID. You're just running errands for us because you're not contagious.
So I'm just doing a little COVID.
Okay. Well, Mushmouth, it's always great to see you, and we do have a long list of things for you to do for us for the rest of the week if you're up for it.
Sure, just give me a list, and I'll have someone try to translate it into Mushmouth for me.
Speak English.
If I could just have one request.
Sure.
When I fly away, please don't fire at me.
Okay, I won't. Okay. Hit him with a taser.
Okay. I don't think we had to do that. There's Mushmouth Thomas.
You got to keep him honest.
Yeah, I guess so. 8:46 on the ticket.